It's time to find out what's doing with Upper Hunter Homeless Support. And Marina Lee Warner joins us in the studio. Marina, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You've had a couple of very nice donations recently.
We have. We've had a fantastic start to the year thanks to the generosity of the community.
Tell us about it.
Okay, so this week we received two donations. One was through the Muswellbrook IGA through their community chest program.
Right.
So what I didn't realise was that they nominate a different organisation every 6 months.
Yeah.
And the shoppers actually contribute to a community chest.
Oh, so it's not the store itself, it's just the people
that
are
shoppers.
Shopping there.
It's the Muswellbrook community, yeah.
Very nice.
So we received a very nice donation from them, which we will use to make purchases for our refuge, most likely.
Yes.
And also we received a donation from the Scone CWA.
Scones, I assume?
Not scones, no, the paper
nice.
Stuff.
That
the paper
been...
stuff, that's really handy as well.
They should have given you some scones as well.
I will be talking lots about scones in months to come because we've been building some really strong relationships with CWAs in the area.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll be talking scones, don't you worry.
Now, we're a long way from the coast, but you wanted to tell us today about the shark cage. What's that?
The shark cage. That was a very clever little segue into that,
in this
Andrew.
Gig, yeah.
So the Shark Cage is a program that we run every year, maybe twice a year, and it's a six-week program that was developed by a clinical psychologist in Melbourne.
Right.
And it's to prevent the re-victimisation of women who've experienced domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
So it's taking the onus off the women, if you like, because a lot of women feel that they're responsible for the violence.
Yeah.
But no one walks around with a, you know.
Yeah, hit me on their back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we hope to prevent the re-victimisation by taking a human rights approach to it, that everybody has the right to be treated with respect and dignity.
Mm.
So it's a six-week program. We do ask for a commitment for 3 hours once a week, and we're starting that on February the 28th. And that's going through till April the 4th. And we still have some places available. So if there's anyone out there who's experienced domestic or family violence and would like to be a part of this course, then please give me a call.
So they just contact you down at Upper Hunter Homeless Support?
That's right, on 65425051. And ask for Marina to give them a call back.
All right. And very quickly, what's happening in March? You got something to tease up there for us?
Well, March, Andrew, is International Women's Day. So that's happening on Tuesday, March the 8th. There's going to be an event in Scone in the evening, which the Upper Hunter Shire Council and the Scone Neighbourhood Centre are putting on, and we're supporting it as well. The week before, I believe, there's going to be an event up in Murrundi.
Right.
And then on Thursday the 10th, there'll be an event in Muswellbrook.
All right. We might catch up and talk about those in early March.
Lovely. Look forward to that.
Information. Marina Lee Warner, as always, thank you very much for joining us here on 2NM.
Thanks, Andrew.